Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Good morning, Imperial Valley. You are listening to your weekly wellness radio. Let's Talk About It. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health and KUBO 88.7 Radio Bilingue. We have a lot of guests today.
Yeah, that's what, you know, 7:30, more or less.
I know.
We had to do a seating chart, so yes. It took us a little bit longer today.
Yes, but also remember our phone numbers here. Our phone number is ready to be answered by Mr. Mario Espinosa.
Yay. He's warming up his fingers.
Our phone number
right
here
now
at the station is 337-8874. And this show will be a good, great show.
Ooh, I'm glad. Now that you said it, it will be.
It will be.
Hey, and by the way, also, if you enjoy the show today, remember, always catch the podcast on KXORadio.com. Good morning and welcome. We got a full house. We got Project Sobrio in the house, and I'd like to introduce the Project Sobrio Youth Development Specialists. Is that correct? Hoo-hoo, I got that part right. I've got Ivan Soto and Jessica Rodriguez. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
We're doing the seating chart thing again.
Yes, we are. It's live radio. It's great. Welcome. Welcome. Can you give us just like a, we'll get right to it because we have a lot of guests. We have a lot of youth guests today and some high school students that need to go back to school.
So, Jessica, tell us basically what is Project Sobrio, and as youth development specialists, what do you guys do with it?
So, pretty much our program, it's a grant to reduce alcohol consumption in teenagers, and we work with continuation high schools in Calexico and Brawley right now.
So, because it's like the legal drinking age is 21, so teenagers cannot drink legally, right?
They shouldn't.
But they can't do it legally, cannot.
Right.
Do it legally.
They can't.
Right.
They can't. And working at the continuation in Calexico is a major, you know, feat. You're so close to the border. You know, just a lot of, even, you know, I have my nephew. My nephew goes to Imperial Valley College, and, you know, he says that, you know, come Friday, Thursday, all the kids that at college under the age of 21 can't wait for the weekend because then they take off to Mexicali. And that's illegal, too, because they're not even, you know, those 18, 19, 20-year-olds.
Aren't allowed to just run all over the place?
They're not allowed to drink here and then
illegally. Boy, they're
going
to be really sorry to hear
States.
That, aren't they?
Well, a lot of teenagers, one thing that we have heard is that teenagers think that they can actually go, they think that they can go to Mexicali and get drunk over there or drink over there and come back here and they won't get in trouble. They think that because they're getting intoxicated in a country where it's, you know, the drinking age is 18, that they think it's okay. If they come here, they won't get in trouble.
So, but it's not consuming the alcohol. Well, consuming the alcohol is indeed illegal for people under the age of 21. However, it's also illegal to be walking around with it in your blood. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. If, for example, let's say that, you know, a 19-year-old or 20-year-old goes to Mexicali, comes back, drinks in Mexicali, he's not legally drunk, or, you know, he's under the .08. He's under that. He gets stopped by either the police, CHP. He makes a breathalyzer. He registers low, but he still has alcohol breath. He's still in trouble and might get his license suspended for a whole year. Now, can you imagine a 20-year-old can't drive? He can't drive. You know, he can't go and he can't do anything, so that puts a very major hamper in their life because of that mistake that they did.
Now, Ivan, I got a question. From your project, is it just like 18 through
no.
20-year-olds that you have noticed problems with or working with, or is it younger kids too?
Well, it's a wide group of students we work with. Some were past users, some may be current, and some have not fallen into that that lifestyle, so it's a range of junior high school students and high school.
So you're really looking at targeting even younger kids, so that by the time they get 18, 19, 20, and have a little bit more flexibility, they make better choices.
Definitely, and that's I think what we're trying to do. Not only one of the goals of the program is to reduce alcohol consumption in teenagers, but it's also to work with parents to inform them how to speak to their children about making healthier choices.
Why so much this push of, you know, stop the underage drinking? Why is it so important? I mean, alcohol, you can easily buy it legally, you know, at the stores, at, you know, the grocery stores, at the local...
I saw a commercial this week, and I thought it make you look, get you in good shape and make you popular.
They're in commercials.
Right.
They're, you know, there's no big deal. You know, I can, I'm an adult. I can go and buy it. I don't drink alcohol, but you know, I can go buy it. Why is this so much push? Is this alcohol cause so much harm or?
Because a young person's body is still developing. Mm-hmm. Their brain is still developing, and they're more vulnerable to make mistakes at a younger age, and have those become a lifelong pattern.
Some pretty bad concepts. Now, I saw, you know, I saw this weekend a commercial on TV where they had a therapist, and the therapist was working with this guy, and this guy was kind of, like, upset and kind of crying and stuff, and the therapist just yelled at him, "No, just stop doing it. What are you being such a wimp for?" That's pretty much you guys' technique with these kids, right? You just yell at them and tell them to stop drinking, right?
No, not at all. Actually, the way I see it, we don't talk to students in the classroom, we talk with them. It's more of an open discussion, and they let us know what they see or what they think or what they're seeing in their community, and we work with them with that approach. So it's not like the television program you were just talking about. Not at all.
So there's like a peer, because you know, you're not that old, so it's kind of like a peer counseling type of part of this. Are there, Jessica, let's jump you back in. Are there also activities and stuff that you do, kind of like alternative activities that help balance that?
Yes, actually, that is a big part of the things that we do. We like to take students on a lot of field trips. We like to take them to visit universities and colleges. And a lot of the things, we always make the point to let them know, you know, the reason why we take you guys, the reason why we like to expose you to different activities is just to prove our point that you do not need to be on drugs or alcohol to have fun. So that's, I think, the biggest part that the students enjoy of our program. They like to go out, and we've taken them to, like I said, baseball games. We've taken them to amusement parks, colleges, universities. So it's fun.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Thursday morning at 7:30 a.m. on KUBO 88.7 FM, Radio Bilingue. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.